Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Initially, Marlette officials planned extensive upgrades to its park, but when bids came in, they were much more than what had been estimated. Due to that, the proposed upgrades had to be scaled back to fit the funds available to pay for the work. The plan was to do lighting of 1/2 mile of the walking trail, place some new playground equipment, benches, and do improvements to the pavilion using the $393,000 the Michigan Spark Grant had awarded the city. To stay within the Spark Grant's funds, adjustments were done to eliminate some of the upgrades. Half of the lighting along the path was eliminated, along with fewer benches to be purchased and placed along the trail. Although the improvements were scaled back, it was decided that they could be done later. With that decided, LJ Construction was selected as the company to do the project for the walking trail to begin north of the pool house, run the border of the Heartland Senior Living Community. The time-honored tradition of the blessing of the fleet will be done at the Bayport Fish Company, which is the longest continuously operated business on the Great Lakes. The Bayport Area Historical Society and Bayport Fish Company will coordinate a blessing of the fleet at 1 p.m. May 19th at the Bayport Fish Company. Participants should bring their own lawn chairs for the event. Blessing of the fleet is a centuries-old maritime tradition. The blessing is intended as protection for commercial and recreational activities against dangers from the seas. The blessing is for commercial and recreational boats. Back in the day, traveling by waterway was the main form of transportation and was fraught with danger. Although shipwrecks are often associated with oceans, traveling, whether commercial or passenger, on the Great Lakes wasn't without peril. The Great Lakes have been sailed on at least since the 17th century, and thousands of ships have been sunk while traversing them. Because many of the shipwrecks have never been found, the exact number of shipwrecks that happen on the Great Lakes is unknown. However, the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum estimates about 6,000 ships and 30,000 lives were lost on the Great Lakes. Several shipwrecks have been found in Lake Huron, which is a prime area for the Bayport Fish Company's boats to troll for fish. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Isaiah Williams, 78, of Chicago, was found guilty on one count each of felony murder and first-degree premeditated murder by a Washtenaw Circuit Court jury in connection to the 1982 disappearance and presumed death of his then 8-month-old infant daughter, Alyssa Williams, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Thanks to the unwavering commitment of our law enforcement partners, who spent years following every lead in this tragic disappearance, and the dedicated efforts of prosecutors in my office, Alyssa's family can finally see a measure of justice served, Nessel said. I hope this conviction may bring some peace and healing to Alyssa's loved ones. Williams took Alyssa from her mother's arms during a physical altercation on April 29, 1982, in Ohio, and transported her to Michigan, where she was last seen alive in the summer of that year in Williams' custody. Alyssa was never found and is presumed dead. Ann Arbor police requested the Department of Attorney General to review the case in early 2021. The open murder charge was brought against Williams in October of that year. Sentencing will occur on July 10th in front of the Honorable Patrick Conlin of the 22nd Circuit Court in Washtenaw County. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. America's top diplomat said in two television interviews that Israeli tactics have meant a horrible loss of lives of innocent civilians. but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored that the United States believes Israeli forces should get out of Gaza, but also is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, the current temperature is 79 degrees. Wind speeds are from the southwest at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 42%.